Right now, I get to kick off the program with our first guest, Dr. Raymond Ryan. Dr. Ryan is the medical director of Packard Health. Welcome, Dr. Ryan.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Dr. Ryan, can you tell us a bit about Packard Health?
Packard Health is a long-standing nonprofit medical office in Ann Arbor. It actually was founded in the early 70s by Dr. Jerry Walden, a family physician, and has been in existence since that time over on the east side of town. And it serves a mixture of insured patients and also is sure to outreach to people who are uninsured or don't have good access to health care.
Who funds the practice for those without insurance?
Well, the funding is a fairly unique project. I really think Packard is unique in many ways and reflects some real basic insights that Dr. Walden had. The funding is largely from patient fees. So for insured patients, we bill for services. That subsidizes some of the care for uninsured patients. And then we've got some grant funding, and the office has always relied on charitable donations from community members, individuals in the community.
And where is Packard Health located?
We are on Packard Road, surprisingly, and we are about a quarter mile east of Platt on the south side of the road. And, right,
and
by two-wheel tango, if you like to ride your bike.
If you're a bicyclist. And is that the only office?
We opened our second office in October of this year, or of last year, pardon me, and that was in a joint project with St. Joe's, and that's at Dexter and Maple, right next to the St. Joe's Urgent Care.
Other side of town.
Yep, yeah. On the west side of town.
How large is Packard Health? How many physicians on staff?
We have six physicians and a nurse practitioner on staff. We also have a full-time master's of social work, and we have a chronic disease manager. So that's our professional staff.
Dr. Ryan, now you're the medical director. What are the responsibilities of your position?
A lot of the time I spend seeing patients, so the bulk of my time is in direct patient care. My administrative roles really is overseeing the medical practice and all its aspects, the care, how the practice operates. I'll quote one of my former bosses at the university, and he said, "Your job description is to do whatever it takes to do to have the place work." So that's what I consider my job description.
So you run the show?
Well, we have a very talented executive director, Kim Kratz. And
okay.
Kim and I report directly to the board of directors, so Kim has a key role in that too.
And Dr. Ryan, what's your background? How did you get involved with Packard Health?
I'm a family physician. I'm actually from the area. I grew up in Livonia and then went here undergrad and wound up going to MSU Medical School. As I finished my training, I had done some work in the Indian Health Service out west and got interested in doing care for folks who maybe don't have great access to care, and moved to Ann Arbor in 92 and had been at a federally funded health center outside of Alpena. And when I came to town, I met Jerry Walden in 92. The clinic, I think, was 20 years old at that point, and have either been working at the clinic or been a donor to the clinic since that time.
And Dr. Walden left at some point back in the 90s?
Jerry retired 3 years ago.
Oh, just three years ago.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Our guest is Dr. Raymond Ryan with Packard Health, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Now, Dr. Ryan, I know you post articles on AnnArbor.com, and your biography on their site says that one of your clinical interests is care of the elderly. Can you tell us about that area of focus?
Yeah, I, in addition to trying to do work for people who maybe don't have great access to care, I really enjoy working with people who maybe are a bit more complex medically, and because I've had that interest, I've had an interest in care for the elderly. Just due to their age, they're more likely to have multiple medical problems. So it's been an area of medicine I've always enjoyed and found challenging and rewarding.
So you tend to see the more elderly clients at Packard Health?
I tend to see adults and probably more. Myself and Alice Penrose, another one of the physicians, probably see more adult patients than some of the other physicians there.
And you have some other physicians that specialize more in pediatrics?
Yeah, we have some of the younger physicians, Meera Sinha, Gene Wong, Holly Ross, Eileen Kewett, probably see more young patients than I do, and younger women with families.
How does Packard Health handle the payment aspect? Is it as simple as if you don't have insurance, there's no charge?
Well, if you have commercial insurance, and we need commercially insured patients to continue the operations, we bill your insurance. So we take pretty much every insurance anyone has. And if you have an insurance and we don't take it, tell me because we'll arrange to take it.
You'll fix that.
Yeah, we'll fix that. If you are uninsured, we use federal poverty guidelines and then cut our rates based on what your income is compared to federal poverty guidelines. And we'll cut it all the way to $10 for the visit if you're below poverty.
Is that what they would call a sliding scale?
Yeah, we have. It's called a sliding scale, and it's used in a lot of clinics who do similar work around the country.
All your patients pay something. It just depends on their income level and insurance coverage.
Exactly. Yeah, I think there's nothing for free, and I think it's important to have people contribute something to their care as they're able.
And Dr. Ryan, it's really wonderful that your organization provides great care to anyone and everyone. And I'm guessing some listeners may be wondering, how do you do it? And if Packard Health can do it, why aren't more clinics doing the same?
That's a great question. I think it's done through a lot of hard work, a insightful financing plan that I haven't seen anywhere else, and that's really the community donations. I'm not aware of any other small practice anywhere in the country I've been that really had that insight, and I think that's one of the really, really, it's a great credit to Jerry Wald, and I think that's really one of his really key insights. I think more places could do this if they chose to. You know, why more people don't, I'm not really sure. You'd have to ask them. There's not many places that do. Typically, the other model is we have one in town, the Hope Clinic, which is volunteer physicians, and then there's another model that gets federal funding called Federally Qualified Health Centers. Those are the other models I've seen to try to do this work.
You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is Dr. Ryan, the medical director at Packard Health. Dr. Ryan, regarding your more elderly clients, do you have any specific advice? Do you see common mistakes that could be avoided?
Well, the advice I have is it's a little bit like what your mother said, eat your vegetables, don't smoke, drink in moderation, exercise. The difference with elderly patients is they're more likely to have a medical condition. The majority of people over 70 have osteoarthritis. The majority have hypertension. By age 75, half of all people have significant hearing loss. So as you age successfully, things happen, and it requires a little bit more care of your body than a younger person who can get away with things. The mistakes, I would say, are lack of exercise. Honestly, I think that would be the biggest thing. As far as medical mistakes, most of the things where people can get caught are medication interactions. Because of all these chronic medical conditions, people are often on a number of pharmaceutical agents, and now with the growth of over-the-counter health preparations, that's even more. So the big problem, and I'll quote a geriatric person I worked with, is when someone has a complaint, it's medications, medications, or medications, and then think about other causes. So if people make mistakes, it's, be careful what you're taking. Let your doctor know what you're taking over the counter. That's really critical.
Does Packard Health partner with other local organizations, with specialists, or with any hospitals?
We have a number of important partners. I mentioned Packard Health West, which was only made possible through the support of St. Joe's. We have a very good partnership with the University of Michigan on a number of topics. We teach their residents. We teach their medical students. We have one of their faculty members on the board of directors. We also have an important partnership with the Washtenaw Health Plan, who funds our chronic disease manager with a grant. The Washtenaw County Health Organization actually places a full-time master's of social work in our office. We have grants from the county. We have a community development block grant. Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation gives us a small grant. We have a project going with Hope Clinic. So it's been a real emphasis of our board and our executive team, Kim Kratz and myself, to try to form those partnerships.
It's almost like, who don't you work with? I mean, you're very connected.
I think it's important for us, relatively small organization like us.
Dr. Ryan, do you have any specific stories you might like to share with our listeners about a patient that really benefited from care at Packard Health?
There's a lot of people that come to mind. I think some of the most memorable ones are some of our homeless patients who, you know, may not have access to basic care, and we get them hooked up with a shelter. If they have medication they need, we'll give them samples or get them hooked up with some of the drug programs and get them in the door with basic medical care. So that's some of the more memorable things I can think of are around that.
Our guest is Dr. Ryan with Packard Health, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
Dr. Ryan, do you have any unique programs that you'd like to highlight?
I think we have a couple that are very unique. The first one is an integrated health program that was developed several years ago under Julie Walden, who was our executive director at the time. And our primary care physicians work much more closely with a psychiatrist from the Washtenaw County Health Organization, as well as the MSW I mentioned. And that has allowed us to provide fairly sophisticated mental health services to a really vulnerable population who are not ill enough to qualify for the public mental health system. So I think our integrated health program has really been very helpful. It's actually, we talk about it in national conferences, and it's really been fun. The other thing is our chronic disease manager, who helps us with diabetes care and self-management of chronic medical conditions, Karen Kepi. So those are the two that I would highlight the most, beside our primary care program.
What about the vision for Packard Health? Do you think it's going to continue to expand?
I hope so. Part of that's really dependent on funding. I think the board and the executive team share a vision of a county-wide, multi-site organization that serves the needs of all members of the community, regardless of their ability to pay.
And Dr. Ryan, more personally, what do you like most about your position?
I'll be honest, I love the medical practice. I find it an absolute pleasure to see patients every day that I do. So if I had to rank order, that would be number one. I have absolutely enjoyed working with our board of directors. The third one would be the professionals that I work with. It's an absolute pleasure to work with them.
And how can listeners contact Packard Health or get in touch with you specifically?
Our phone number is 734-971-1073, and you can reach us by email at info@packardhealth.org.
Dr. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's been terrific to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me.